In the notes, officials wondered what the goal of their interview with Flynn was. Truth, admission, or to get him to lie, so we can prosecute him or get him fired, one note said. If we get him to admit to breaking the Logan Act, give facts to DOJ, and have them decide, another note read. The government noted in its motion to dismiss on Thursday that prosecutors no longer believe the Flynn interview was an essential component of the initial investigation into him, which is a prerequisite for a prosecution under the statute he was charged with violating. The interview of Mr. Flynn was untethered to and unjustified by the FBI's counterintelligence investigation into Mr. Flynn, the filing said. The government called that ill-fated counterintelligence investigation no longer justifiable, predicated by the time of the interview, noting that the FBI had been prepared to close it. Since Flynn's guilty plea, Trump has offered unwavering support for his former advisor. His description of the ordeal has also become increasingly unfavorable, calling the prosecution a sham and floating the prospect of issuing a pardon. What happened to General Michael Flynn, a war hero, should never be allowed to happen to a citizen of the United States again, Trump wrote on Twitter in late April. He also said last week he would certainly consider inviting Flynn back to serve in the administration. They did everything possible to destroy him, and he's still breathing very strongly, the president told reporters at the time.